Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Santo Alcala. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Santo Alcala. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geronimo. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Griffey. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenal tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey hits a line drive into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Alcala fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Renko pinch hits for Steve Stone. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alcala fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dreesen. The throw from Mitterwald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dreesen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bench is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Geronimo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wallace moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. Wallace moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Santo Alcala. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngblood for the out. 1 out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffey strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Sarmiento now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bonham hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dreesen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dreesen hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 1 in the game. Geronimo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Monday is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Sarmiento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sarmiento hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. 2 outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarmiento covering, for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards short. Concepcion reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey strikes out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Morgan steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tony Perez pinch hits for Dan Dreesen. Tony Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Perez now playing first base. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Sparing moves to second. 1 out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Monday is walked intentionally. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 2 in the game. Geronimo hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Concepcion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Lum pinch hits for Manny Sarmiento. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lockhock. Ed Armbruster pinch runs for Mike Lum. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Armbruster. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Armbruster steals second. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rose is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rose is thrown out after the base hit. Armbruster scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Will McEnany now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wallace hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Rick Munday now playing first base. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Morgan steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sparing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sparing hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Joe Coleman. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.